Let's begin tonight by recognizing that the state of our union is strong because our people are strong.
Okay, then.
We have created 2.4 million new jobs.
Million. I'm sorry, I shouldn't make fun of the way he speaks. But he has a tone that makes me feel shamed when he speaks.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
I don't know why.
Paul Lisnick joins us right now. Of course, he's the host of Politics Tonight. You can see it weeknights at 5:30 and at 10 p.m. on WGN CLTV. How are you, Paul? Everything good?
Hey. Good morning, guys. Yeah, a little tired. Doing okay.
Well, the speech went an hour and 20 minutes. But I would say an hour and 8 minutes of that were Trump clapping for himself.
And right in the microphone. Can he just pull back a little bit?
I don't think we've ever seen that before. A president who kind of applauds for himself, although he would probably argue he wasn't applauding himself. He was applauding sort of the people he was talking about
sure.
or to. Here, the good news is, look, what you had last night was teleprompter President Trump. We got the transcript just moments before he began to speak, so I was able to track when he went off prompter.
How fun is that?
What's that?
How fun is that to follow along?
It's not very fun, but he would just here and there with little Trumpism words would come in totally and absolutely, and those kind of things would pop in from time to time. Basically, he stayed on script, and that was probably the smartest thing he could do. Look, they said this would be a little bit more positive in tone. I think he attempted to do that, but when you listen to Joseph Kennedy III and his rebuttal afterwards for the Democrats, you kind of said to yourself, that's some of the stuff we didn't hear about from the president.
Paul, when he does stay on script, when he does read what's on the prompter and doesn't vary off the course too much, who tells him to do that? Does somebody come up to him beforehand a day or two or even the day of and just go, it's really in everyone's best interest if you just read what we wrote for you?
And why does he listen to that person?
Well, we do know that he rehearsed it at least once the day before in the map room of the White House. So he went through it once or twice, concentrated, on it for a fair amount of time. The advisors, which could be Stephen Miller, which could be most likely his chief of staff, General Kelly, you could be sure when they were doing it. But I think the way you would handle it was not to say, don't go off script. You probably tell him, that sounds so great. That's so fabulous. You're so perfect, you're so wonderful, mm-hmm. that just kind of stay with that, because that is really just so great. So, telling him to do it doesn't mean he's going to do it. That's why we all went into the event last night wondering, will he stay on or won't he? And again, he did have his moments where he would just go off for a sentence or a few words here and there, but I think it's the sort of the austere nature of this occasion, State of the Union, where he is, who he's in front of. I mean, I think that could maybe put a little pressure on anybody.
Do Trump supporters like when he stays on script? I'm curious, because the whole part of them loving him so much is that he's so off the cuff and speaks his mind, but then when he's on the teleprompter, it's a completely different man.
Trump supporters basically forgive him for anything he does when he steps away from the Trump that they know. I think Trump supporters knew last night that a president has to do what he did in giving this address. But by the way, Wendy, don't hear me to say that he didn't give some red meat to those Trump supporters in a State of the Union kind of way. I mean, for example, when he got into the standing for the national anthem and those kind of pieces, I mean, that's red meat. They love that stuff. And you saw Republicans applauded. Democrats sat on their hands. And I think it's only fair to say for Democrats, the reason that they, people say, they don't believe in the national anthem. No, that's not it. They believe in free speech. And this is the battle between those two positions. Should everybody stand for the national anthem regardless of your message? Or does free speech mean that if you want to protest it for whatever purposes you have, that's what being an American means? That's the battle that's going on between Republicans and Democrats. He's certainly in the immigration issue. He tossed something to the Democrats, which is, hey, I'm going to let 1.8 million, double the number you asked for, have a path to citizenship. Now, if you think that's going to fly through the House with the Freedom Caucus, that's never going to happen. But at the same time, he coupled that with, and I also want these other pieces. But when he refers to things like the anybody comes through visa program, there's no checks on that, chain migration instead of family connection, his word choice right there for the base, but not making Democrats happy.
Paul, I mentioned this earlier before you joined us, but there was a moment where he announced that it's now a sealed deal that Guantanamo is going to remain open, and that got not just huge applause, but a standing ovation. And I was thinking to myself, should that get a standing ovation? I mean, I said that a lot. Almost everything he said that got a standing ovation, but that one in particular, is the mere idea that Guantanamo Bay will remain open, is that worthy of a standing ovation?
You know, it's a judgment I'm not going to make. I'll simply say it's another reversal of an Obama-era policy.
Exactly.
He wants to turn around everything that President Obama tried to do. In fairness, President Obama couldn't get Guantanamo closed. But I think the reason you see Republicans applauding, and you're right, by the way, Bill, there was nothing that, you know, he could have said, oh, I dropped my pen, and they would have stood up.
Claps right in the microphone.
Applause. I think what you have there is, you know, under the Obama administration, the question of will we bring these Guantanamo people to the mainland here and then put them in certain prisons and federal prisons and watch them there. So, you know, Republicans, you know, don't want them here, want to keep them over there. You heard him talk about how they will be detained. I mean, I think he never said waterboarding or anything like that. But, I mean, I think basically what he said is he's basically going to give freedom to the folks who are watching them in Guantanamo to question these people as they choose to question them. Well, does that open up all of the ugly doors that were opened up during the Bush administration when we heard about how people were being interrogated? You know, Trump has said before he certainly was open to water torture and even worse if that would get information from people. So it's a kind of a naive, uninformed position, but one that his base loves to hear.
Paul, the moment where he singled out two families who both lost their daughters in very violent deaths to immigrants, was that overly manipulative or is that fair?
I think every one of the guests he had there was incredibly powerful. It was emotional. You could see it as manipulative and unfair. But you know what? In a State of the Union, look, he wasn't, you know, he said a lot of facts that weren't true. Again, this is, you know, this is an address for the history books. I don't mean his, any president's address for the history books. And so, you know, it was Ronald Reagan who first started bringing people to the State of the Union. And they bring heroes and they bring people with stories. Yeah, his seemed to go further than a lot of other ones, but I'll be honest. I mean, as I watched them, I thought they were moving. Whether you agree with his position on the topics or not, you had to respect almost all the people he stood up. The guy from Korea with the crutches. These were some incredible stories, and I think it's nice to take a moment to recognize the human beings that put a face to the message. You then have to dig beneath the message.
Paul, there's no doubt about it. All those stories were moving and sad. I just thought, there's a lot of people being murdered every day in the United States, and he did find two people whose lives were affected by immigrants, but how about all the other people that, you know, family members were killed by Americans? That happens a lot more.
And for that message, Bill, you had to listen to Joseph Kennedy III, because it was Kennedy who talked about bullets flying through the windows of innocent people and of schools and whatever. So, you know, the president talked about the Second Amendment. He certainly wasn't going to go in the direction you're talking about at all. He gives a few people, and you're absolutely right, let's put the blame not on violence, let's put it on the immigration issue and put it on the gang. So he went in that direction. But again, this is why nothing can get accomplished in Washington, because the Democrat response is exactly what you said, which is this is about guns. This is not about immigration.
Sure.
He put the focus where he wanted. But I guess my point is, as president, he gets to do that, and the Democrats that respond get to do their thing. Now, I have to say this about the response, if I may. Two things. Number one, I think Joseph Kennedy last night was speaking to the Democrats that Hillary Clinton lost.
Yeah.
He was speaking to working people in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin and Ohio. He was talking to young people who were in his audience, and I think it was a message that Democrats lost in 2016. One problem, which was he wasn't the only response. There were five responses, and the concern there for Democrats is, are you really suggesting to the country you still don't have a coherent message going forward into the elections? Why do you need five people to handle the message you're trying to get across?
Interesting.
Will they ever come together, the Republicans and the Democrats, ever?
No.
Nope.
No.
Have they ever before?
Well, I mean, I think in a time of tragedy, I was being a little bit quiet there. I mean, in a time of tragedy, again, we don't want those moments.
Right.
But at 9/11, those things that happened, yes, the country does come together for a small period of time. But I don't think we have seen in recent memory the kind of divisiveness. And one of the concerns is that you could argue, while the president was calling for unity last night, it's certainly a fair argument from Democrats to say, excuse me, Mr. President, you're the source of the divisiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you certainly had a lot of tension under President Obama, but you never had President Obama stoking the fire with, you know, the tweets and the insults and the way that we get it from this president. So, again, Trump supporters love it. They love it at the base. But Democrats are saying, how do you work with this guy? That's why Jan Schakowsky, Bobby Rush, Danny Davis from Illinois didn't even show up, because they're like, it's not about the, I respect the presidency, but I can't sit there and listen to this guy, Jan Schakowsky said on CNN last night, who is denigrating the presidency. That was her argument with it. I might respond by saying, you're an elected official, you've got constituents to represent, you know what, why not come in and sit there when he enters and don't applaud for him and show your disdain in a variety of other ways from your official capacity.
Interesting. Paul, always fun to talk to you. We really appreciate your time. Paul Luznik, of course, the host over at Politics Tonight, which you can see weeknights at 5:30, and then they rerun the episode again at 10 p.m. Thank you, Paul.
And behind the curtain.
Behind the curtain.
Yes.
WGN Plus.
Yep.
You do a great job in all you do, Paul.
Well, I love you guys. Love talking to you guys all the time.
Thanks, Paul. Take care of yourself. It's Paul Luznik, everybody. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll fact check last night's speech, State of the Union speech from President Trump. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.